Good evening, everyone, and welcome to the Metaphysical Hour. I'm Julia Cannon, and this is my co-host, Tracy Mahan. And she's up to mayhem. I can tell it. You can tell it by that mischievous look in her eyes. What
That's
was she
right.
doing when she came in laughing? I mean, she's up to something.
Yeah, I was dancing before, and then he did the countdown. So there it is. Usually
Yay.
I have my watch on, so I get credit for movement.
Oh,
Like I
okay.
filled my rings. Who else does that? You know you do it. Okay. We're back.
We are back. Thank you, everybody, for staying with us, being come on back in, and so excited to be back. We've been off for a little while. You had
Well,
things and
and
we
we've
had
been
things.
traveling too.
We have been traveling.
We are off. Yeah. Yes, I've been doing a lot of traveling, so that interfered a lot. But then we did Iceland.
We did do Iceland. We did Iceland and we conquered. We did it.
It was an amazing trip.
It was Iceland and Greenland.
Greenland. Yeah.
That was really cool. I mean, especially when what we learned on the trip, and I don't know how many cruise lines this is for, but this cruise line, I mean, because we were having some obstacles getting into certain places in Greenland, and it was like, well, that's interesting, until they were saying at the second one that we were not able, it was having difficulties. We were able to get there, but they were like, this is the first time this cruise line has ever been to Greenland.
Yay. All for
Whoa.
us. Yep.
Exactly.
We love it. We'll take it. We heard that a lot on the trip. Wow, you never see this. Wow, this never happens in good ways, like really positive
Very
ways.
good.
And
Very good way.
here's a challenge for anyone that may take a trip to Iceland or Greenland. If you can get an actual picture of a puffin, we all want to see it. Oh my
I
gosh,
mean,
those
we
little
do
buggers.
have them. You just have to zoom way
Yeah,
in to
zoom,
see
zoom.
it. I mean, it's so funny because it looks like nothing. It looks like a little blob. And then when you zoom in, it's, oh my goodness, it's a puffin.
It's a puffin, but yeah, they were out in the water. The first excursion that we had got canceled, and that was the one that was going to get us closer to them. But this one, they were out in the water,
I
and
think the one we were going to
I'd
be
get my
on the
camera.
land and interacting with them and everything, and then it got canceled.
That got canceled. But we did get to see the whales. But I was trying to zoom in on one. I'm like, there's one. I'm zooming in and I'm just ready to take the picture. It goes whoop into the water. It's like, oh, no, you don't. And so then I'd go to the next one. Same thing. And so I gave up. They were darting my phone like crazy. I know that a couple others got glimpses and zoom in shots, but they were going to dance for me.
The secret there, what the ones that did get shots, they didn't even know they got them. They just took them, not knowing what they had. And then when you zoomed in on those, then you could see them.
Yeah,
So it was
but
take the picture, zoom in later.
we had a great time though. That was a lot
We
of fun.
did.
It is a really cool and strange experience to have it be daylight 24/7.
Completely discombobulates the system.
Yeah.
Completely. I mean, it would be okay, these two were out running around and playing and having fun, and I'd be in the room working. I mean, I did my stuff. I was done, but then I was like, I want to do a little bit of work. And I'm in there and I look up and it's like 11:30 at night and it's so light
You
outside and
think it
I'm
was
not
2 in the afternoon?
Yeah, I'm I said it was like it felt like it was perpetually 3 p.m. It was just always the afternoon. And the funny thing was, is as long as that curtain was open, I was never tired.
But as soon as you close the curtain, then your body's like, oh, it's nighttime. I'm
Yeah,
tired of
like
crap.
why are you still up? It's very late. Go to
I
bed.
found it to be really interesting experience to do that because it's, we would go into the theater and watch a show, and then it would be like, what, 9, 10 o'clock at night or something when we'd get out, and we're all tired. And then we go walking out, and there's windows everywhere, and it's daylight, and it's like, oh, we should go get lunch. So, definitely, if you've ever wanted to go to Iceland, do it. that it was cool. It was a really cool experience. So yeah, I enjoyed it. I'm not sure if Tiffany did. Did you have fun, Tiffany? We're giving her
We
extra
hadn't said
time to
hi to Tiff
unmute.
yet. So,
I
hey,
know.
Tiff.
Oh,
Hello.
hello. It was only okay, you know.
Only. Okay. All
Yeah,
right.
I guess, I guess I'll accept that my puffin tour was, had little things that tried to steal the show, but I guess
Well,
I'll accept it.
little things like big things.
The big whales jumping up and feeding, not on the Not on
puffins.
the puffins, clarify.
Yeah,
Yeah.
they were not eating the puffins. They were just jump. And that was one of the things where the gal that was facilitating the excursion says, "Wow, you never see them surface feeding." And they did it a couple of times for us. Yeah. And Exactly.
Julia and I, and I think maybe even Tiffany, we were all standing at the back of the boat and we're like, "I can't really see much because everybody was back there." So we went back in the cabin where the windows were. And it literally happened right next to the windows we were sitting at. And we're like, whoa. So, yeah, so that
That
was
was
fun.
wild.
If only it had had a puffin on its nose so we could have seen it. Sorry, Tiffany. But yeah, so we'll just have to go back and see if we can get the other excursion where we can get closer to the puffins. But very cool.
Very
All
cool.
right.
Very cool
What
experience.
do you want people to do?
I want you to come in, tell us where you're from, tell us where you're tuning in from, shine your light. That shines up that grid. We haven't been doing it, doesn't mean it stopped doing it or anything like that. It's been going on, but every time you do it, it strengthens, 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 strengthens. It's like this pulsating cord. I can see it in my mind, and it's like that. And so every time you're doing it, making it stronger. So tell us where you're from. Plus, it gives us a tremendous high so that we
Good
could
idea.
dance to.
That's right. All right. And
What would you like people to do,
I
Tracy?
would like you guys to ask us your questions. How are you going to get somebody to notice your questions? Right, Tiffany in capital letters. Now, if you guys have watched us, you know that she responds best to like Princess Tiffany in the sky, Goddess Tiffany, Butterfly Tiffany, a winged one, whatever you want to call her. Find a fun name with Tiffany in it. She will find your question. She'll read it for us. Please do that everywhere. If you are on my Facebook page, for some reason, those ones, we still haven't figured out why that doesn't
That
come.
means come to mine if
So
you
that
know.
means, I don't know which way you are on this thing. That means you want to go to my YouTube page. My YouTube page comes right through. And it has better reception than Julia's YouTube page. We don't know why. Maybe that's not true. I don't know.
I
It
think that's
could
a
be
totally made up
the
story.
coffee talking because I went and got coffee because I've been up doing things since early this
You've
morning.
had a long day.
Yeah,
Long
so I made a second cup. Who
day.
remembers that commercial? Doo, 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 doo. They never have a
Yeah.
second cup at home. I did. I'm hitting tired stupid, so you guys are going to benefit from
Oh,
that.
goodness. Okay,
Okay.
that means Tiffany's going to have to keep her in line. So,
Yeah, let's see if that happens.
yes.
Yeah, I'll also include, well, it's been a while, but I had a drink this morning that had shit six shots in it, so I was bouncing
Oh,
off the
goodness,
wall.
you
We were talking about that. You were going to need your super shot coffee drink. I can't do that kind of stuff. That would make me sick. But I'll take my just plain old
can
black
do
coffee.
coffee.
Yeah, but not six shots of caffeine in it.
Who's with me? Coffee tastes horrible. Anything about coffee is horrible. Yuck.
We don't want to lose our audience. Stop that.
I'm not a coffee person. Okay, I think we're both messed up. Tracy's a cop. Tracy and Tiffany are the coffee people. I'm a teetotaler.
She's the tea lady
I
who happens
am.
to drink it out of a wine glass. So just saying. Do you? Oh, she froze up. Looks like we lost her. That's a fun picture. That is a fun picture. I think that we should make that one the screensaver. Do you think she'll be back? Julia was having some internet connection problems before we got started. So we can just make voices for her with this frozen shot that we have going on.
Yes, I love to drink my tea out of a wine glass.
Cheers, cheerio. I want the audience to tell us what they think Julia was thinking in that picture.
It's the Tracy Show. Do you want me to sing a song for you?
me,
Okay, I
help
will go to the
me.
other computer and join by there. How about that? Okay. Well,
Let's
while
do
we're
that.
you're doing all of the changes, do you want me to tell you all where everybody's from?
If you
Yes.
can get the words out, because that's the oh, by the way, we are in Mercury's shadow, so that's why everybody's having trouble
There we
talking.
go.
There
Cool. Well,
we
it seemed
go.
like everything's
We're
broken.
coming off of that full moon, and yeah, our heads are just in the clouds. Our words are not forming. It's gonna be a fun show. So, all the goodies. So yeah, why she's switching it up? What do we want to talk about? Tell us where everybody's from.
Okay, let's see here. We have Chicago, Guam, New York, Texas, another Texas, Michigan, Canada,
Yay.
Missouri,
Where's all my Oregon people?
Georgia.
All
San
right.
Francisco, we're getting
Getting
closer.
closer. That's West Coast. We're getting there.
Sydney, Boston,
Little bit away. Okay.
Canada,
I think you're moving further away. What's happening?
Florida, Mississippi, Minnesota, New Mexico, Australia, Ohio,
Woo!
Colorado, some more
Yay!
Canada. Oh, hello from Oregon.
Yay! We got one.
We also have Upper Michigan, North Carolina, Orange County, California. We have a Brisbane, Australia, Pennsylvania, United Kingdom.
Wow. We're getting people from all over.
Yep, Nebraska, Indiana, Austria, Indonesia. Let me
We're
see if
getting
there's any.
closer to
Oh, and
happen.
we have another Oregon. So you are represented twice.
Okay, Oregon peeps. Let's get in that chat. Let's ask some of those hard questions. Tiffany, Angel Wing, Princess in the Clouds, all the things, so she can see your questions.
Oh,
Are
and then I
you
have to also say, was it Quadra Island? Just in case
ready?
they watch later. All right.
Oh,
Hi,
yes.
Sandy.
That's so
Yes.
funny. We love you, Sandy. Oh my gosh. How much fun is she? She was
So
on
much
our island
fun. Yeah.
cruise. Yes, just to clarify why we love her.
Yeah.
Lots of fun.
Yeah. Anybody else here from the cruise? Shout
Yeah, we want to hear from you. The best way to do that is probably to go to my YouTube page.
mine. Mine will actually work better than whatever just happened here.
Yeah. There we go.
Was right after you were saying my connection or something about my. See, look what she did. She did it. Look what she did.
Manifester. Woo! That's awesome. We'll make it all happen. So,
Yes.
now we got to think of something to talk about until we have some questions. So, Tiffany, let us know when you have questions. Energy update. We just got out of that full moon.
I have
I forgot
questions.
what you called it. You
Okay,
have,
great.
oh, good.
Well, wait, did we come out of the full moon? It looked like on my phone that we were in the full moon last night. Was that
The
my.
full moon was like some at some point last night to
Okay.
this morning or something like that, like 7 p.m. It depends on where you were at. But yeah, so
Didn't even know we
from the
were
little things, I just
that
watched little blurps on it, and it was
close.
like this was gonna strike up a lot of emotions, and you might just feel like crying. It's not a good time to voice yourself because everyone's emotions are on high and it's not going to be productive.
Okay.
So it could cause arguments and crumbled relationships and all
My
of that.
goodness.
So hold on to it. Don't talk about it just yet. Let's get out of that energy. And then we're in the shadow of Mercury retrograde, but I forgot to look when it actually starts. But for me, it starts at the shadow. It's like,
Your stuff does.
it's
Apparently mine does
already,
too.
yeah, we're already playing in the interruption of the signals and language, our conversations are finding the right words to say.
Yes.
So, anyways, for those that aren't familiar with Mercury in retrograde, it happens about 3 times a year. Usually
For only
okay, so it
three?
never stops anymore.
I
It just doesn't even
was
stop.
saying,
But
that was a lot longer than
technically,
that. Okay.
it's about 3 times a year, and
Wow.
it lasts, what, about a month or so, and it just plays with communication. Like if I said, Julia, let's meet for coffee. Yay, okay, let's go to Starbucks. And she'd go to one Starbucks and I'd go to a different one. That's kind of the things that would happen.
Or different
Text
times,
messages get read
different.
wrong or typed wrong or auto-corrected, phone calls drop, that kind of thing. Internet.
Yeah, it has a lot to do with communications. They're usually
Yeah.
off. And I was thinking, like, we were talking about the full moon too, about the emotions. I mean, we're in Cancer. That makes total sense that that's where it's going to focus.
So it's a Capricorn moon in
Oh.
Cancer.
Ooh,
So
okay.
you've got the get her done sign with the emotional sign, and that's why it doesn't work to share your emotions right now.
So it's not get your emotions done.
No, because the Capricorn energy would be suck it up, buttercup.
Oh, get over
Get
it.
over it. And so, yeah, so you're going to have that conflict and that contrast. So write it down in a journal, save it for another day, do your best to get through it. It's about healing you anyways. Why did you get triggered? Go into that, look for that. But yeah, anyway. All right. Are we ready for questions?
I am. Yes, I think we are.
Okay. Drum roll,
Nope.
please.
Okay. Well, you'll be waiting for a while. I'm just kidding. This question is from Why Am I Here?
Ah,
Tiffany
okay.
Ray of Opalescent Light. I think
Wow.
that's, yeah.
You're here so that you could name Tiffany. That's why you're here.
Yes, exactly. We're getting influx of wasps in our house for third time in 10 years. Any input what this means and what we should do? Love to all. Hey, Tracy, you're the animal. Like, what do wasps mean? What do they indicate?
That's well, and of course we're going to ask them, how does it make them feel to have
Yeah,
the
that's a
wasp
good.
there? Because I have things like that around my house, but I made friends with them, so I'm like, oh, okay. Yeah, we maybe more information on that as to how does that make you feel, and what are you doing about it? Like, what is your reaction to it? It could be that what I'm hearing is that you're facing a fear, and this is
I
triggering
mean,
that fear for
yeah,
you. Yeah.
usually wasps do trigger a fear thing,
Well,
it's
yeah,
like
they don't feel
they
good.
intrude and yeah.
Yeah.
Exactly.
So, and there's different kinds of wasps too, isn't there? Because maybe the ones out in Oregon aren't as scary looking as, although they're all mean, and they
They
can
all
be.
sting.
And they can sting multiple times. That's the hard part about a wasp is they can just keep coming. Okay, so anxious is the feeling. So yeah, there's something there that it's triggering that I feel like it needs that you're going to be looking at and healing that.
Yeah, I mean, you're saying anxious. I mean, it's a fear, but it's also something that just intrudes on you. So it's like, is there something that's kind of doing that, intruding, and where you don't feel like it, you asked for it. You don't feel like like some people just, there's situations that are unwelcome or things like that. That's the feeling. Okay, keep going. That's just what I got when you were saying.
No, I think that we're both going to play in that intuitive world because, of course, I would have a book on that, but it's not in this room and it's not accessible. So I was going to look and see if it's in the dream book just to see, but let's see if might be under B just to see if there is something there that we can link it to because it feels like there is definitely a message there for why they're showing up for you. And it would be kind of cool to break that down. B, wonderful interactive force, kinship with nature, maker of sweetness and life. I think they mean the honeybee. Also stinging. Okay, also stinging thoughts and remarks. Okay, so
Oh,
that's the
that's
other side of it. Stinging thoughts and remarks, gossip, confusion of activity, letting little things bug you. Okay, so if any of that resonates.
Here is something I just pulled up, the spiritual meaning of wasps:
Yeah.
protection, hard work, and the importance of boundaries. Because that goes again, I
Ah.
keep getting the intrusion thing, so that's interesting.
Yeah, the boundaries. Okay. So hopefully these, what we've been shouting out to you, this is working. Like you figured out, oh yeah, I need boundaries and to, if someone else is gossiping, shut it down. If, if there's something there for you to look at it and get her done. Whatever's intrusive. But I like that. Good job looking it up in the spiritual meaning of it. And you can look at that more and just put in spiritual meaning of the wasp and
That's of anything, whatever it is that, anytime you see an animal or anytime you see something, it's like that's out of normal, like this, the wasps that are just in, coming in just every so often, there's a meaning, there's something to look there. Yeah, just look. That's what I just did. I Googled spiritual meaning of wasp.
there you go. You guys got this. All right. I don't know how to repeat the beautiful name that you were just given. Something about an opal and a butterfly wing and a fairy realm and a
Ray of,
tiffany. A ray of
ray of light,
beautiful
Tiffany.
light.
I'll
Thank
save
you.
you.
Shoo!
So because I like the way that they addressed me, I'm going to ask this question, although I will say you'll probably say this question is meant for a different forum. But
Oh.
this question's from Tyler. Tiffany, Tiffany, Bo Biffany. I have a QHHT question. If someone regresses to a non-physical being, like a light being or a vibration, how does a practitioner get them to the super or the subconscious? That is meant for a different place in the
Yeah.
forum. but because it's like to tell, I mean, we can just say you just ask for it. You're not going to go for it to a death. I'll just do this very broadly rather than give you details that non-practitioners, they don't need it and they wouldn't understand it. I mean, it's not necessary. But you don't need to go to a death scene. If you're already in something like that, you're already in this other plane. And so you can just easily segue to the SC just for asking questions.
Yeah, that is a good question though to put in the forum. So please put it in.
Absolutely is. Yeah,
Thank you.
get
There's
different
so much of
questions.
that going on right now that it would help a lot of practitioners to see
Yes.
the answer to that.
Yes.
Okay, wonderful.
Okay, Tiffany,
Oh,
Tiffany.
Biffany.
This question is Tiffany, Tiffany.
Questions from Juliet.
Fairy goddess Tiffany,
Okay.
how do we know slash determine if we are on our highest slash best timeline?
Are you having fun? Are you getting to do the things you want to do? Are you manifesting quickly?
It flowing?
Is it flowing? Yeah.
Yeah. How
Those
do you
are some good
feel?
signs.
Yeah.
But yeah,
Exactly.
bottom line, how do you feel? And what do you want to create? Like start, everyone, think about what you want to create, not, all the things that you don't want, throw them out the window like they don't exist and think about what you do want,
I mean,
'cause
just don't even think about them.
yeah.
That's your where your focus goes is what grows. I mean, all those sayings and everything, but that's where, if you don't want it, don't go there. Don't think about it. Don't give it any attention. Only focus on what you want. As I say, focus on what you want, not what you don't want. But the tendency is to say, I don't want this.
Yeah.
I
Everyone knows what they don't want.
don't,
You know, it's like you could sit down and go, so what would you like to get rid of in your life? And you could sit there and da-da-da-da rattle it off. And then when you go, well, what do you want? Crickets, and so think about that question. What do you want?
Isn't that
What would
wild?
you rather have?
Yeah.
And what
Maybe that's a
outcome
better
do
way
you
to
want?
put it. I mean, it's like only, because we know what we don't want, just don't focus on that. But am I saying like don't rather than using that as part of your manifestation, well, I don't want this. I mean, it's like, see, then you're giving, so still getting bleh, I can't talk. You're still giving that attention. So do that what I just did. Bleh, bleh. See, it just confuses in the mouth. So if you will, but you can use that to help you, like you're saying, guide you into what you want, because usually that's some, most of the time, that's the only way we do know what we want is by what we don't want. And that's why we have a lot of experiences. The experiences that we do is to show us what we don't want.
Well, how many times have we thought we wanted something? We get it, we're in it, and then we realize, okay, I want a version of this, but not like this. And then you have to rethink what you want and recreate and do it again. So sometimes it is in the experience of not wanting something that you get very clear on what you do want. You think you want something, you saw the other people with that and they looked happy. I want that. And it really what you want is happiness. And you're trying to create what you think's gonna create happiness, but really the overall manifestation is I want to be happy and satisfied and loved and whatever, seen, heard, valued, all the things. So, yeah, really, we're just trying to achieve the feelings. So,
Exactly. Yeah, go for the feelings.
yeah. All right.
And if you're okay, that they're saying, so how do we, so it's like the feelings. So like when you're going for the feelings, and then it's like if you're needing help and feeling that, because that's what draws. So imagine the things that create the feelings that you want to continue. So just imagine those. It's not necessarily that you're creating those physical things, but you're creating that feeling. And so it's going to start drawing more things to you that create that feeling.
Very good. I feel like I want to sing something to Tiffany to try to get her onto the thing with the next question, but I can't compete
Was
with Tyler and the Tiffany Bo Biffany. It makes me want to go there. We could cheerlead like TTTIF.
FANY.
Tiff. See, we're doing a great job. I think that we should probably.
Oh, Tiffany.
Tiffany!
The princess is amused.
Beautiful.
This is from Lonnie 2005. Lovely Tiffany, can we use numerology to offer clues into past life energies and how they influence our current soul mission?
I mean, why
Different way
not?
to look at it.
Yeah.
I think there is, I mean, when you go really deep into numerology, they have your life path number, they have your soul number, they have, they, I think if you get really, really deep, they do have some things that start reflecting, like things that you're working on, and that probably comes
Yeah.
from their lives. But just on the surface, name numerology and birth date, I, that's more
That
about this life.
would be, yeah, that would be a little tricky to figure that out. But there is an easier way, though. To figure out a past life, and that's QHHT.
Absolutely. Yeah.
You're
No guessing, no wondering, just
just
go
gonna go.
experience it.
Yeah. But I'm sure that there is something as you go deeper into the numerology, like you said. Yep.
Goodness, all those things. Astrology, you go really deep in there. You can find out past life things. You, I mean, but you got it. You, it's really deep. Those are really advanced modalities, as far as they've been around forever, and they can
Oh,
do so
yeah.
much. And for the most, I think they just, we just barely, work on the surface for the average person. That's me, just to understand some basic things. But those, your astrologers, your numerologists, the ones that really dig into it, I bet they can. And probably, what are the some other things? I mean, there's a lot of things out there.
There's a lot of modalities out there that can help you with that. Dream analogy is one of them. You know, that's how I got started. My first past life was through dreams. So, all kinds of things out there, you guys. We live in a magical world that's trying to give us clues all the time.
All the
Like,
time,
listen,
constantly.
I just sent you this thing. Yeah. The universe is smacking us. Like, just pay attention. It's all around you.
Yes, it is.
All right. Beloved great Tiffany of the almighty skies with the fluffy white clouds and
My
the angel
goodness.
wings and all the things.
All the clues are around you, like puffins running away from your camera. What
Oh,
does that say? Let's read into
little
that.
beep, beep, beep.
What that means is,
Adventure.
okay, what I got from that is take the picture first, zoom in later. What that
Ooh,
means, I don't know.
I will go off of that. You need to
Okay.
experience what you're doing right in the moment and stop trying to focus on the finer details and try to catch them.
Wow. All
Because
right.
little do you know, they're always there. But if
Always there.
just focus on everything that's going on, and then you can look later if you need to get into the minutiae details of it all.
You know, I think I have pictures on my phone that I probably just thought I was taking pictures of the hillside. So I should probably zoom in and see if it was the
Absolutely. Muppet tour. I bet there's some in there. Yeah.
I mean, like they're saying, the pictures that we ended up getting that were forwarded to us, that's what they thought. They're like, oh, I just, you can't see anything. They're just little black dots in the water. But you zoom in and there's these perfectly ornate puffins. I mean, you have to zoom way in, but they're
Yeah.
there. Oh,
I did get one good picture of a puffin. I think I sent that to you guys. Let's see if I can find it and share it with the audience, because
yeah, we keep
that's
talking about
what
that.
I do. Let's see. Where is my puffin picture? There it is. Let's see if I need to do this. That might be better. Can you guys see the puffin? I don't know if you're gonna be able to see it.
It's got a lot
There
of
we
overlay. There we
go. Oh,
go.
there we are.
That
I got one.
was her final puffin.
My final puffin before I left the airport. Anyways, it was a lot of fun, and I have to say, I really enjoyed, like, I went to the airport early and everything just lands right in place and I just get right where I need to be and I'm comfortable and relaxed and enjoying it. And others were going, how did you get in the, because the D gate, you had to go through customs and security. And I was like, there was only one gate open. Nobody was there. I went through, and everybody else was like, there wasn't any gates open. I'm like, I was on a different timeline.
Obviously.
But yeah, I'm still kind of baffled as to you guys all saying there was nobody there to let us in. We all had to wait in line. Yeah. I just walked right in, and it was great.
So funny.
So, Iceland Airport, you rock. Or
Yeah, it
Reykjavik.
was
I
nice.
guess, to be more specific. Anyways, Tiffany, you were about to read us a question. Yes, I was. This is from Leanne. Beautiful Tiffany, my son is always in trouble with the police. Just silly things. I don't know if it's my karma or his. If it's his karma or something he needs to work on, how do I know?
Well, it's
What's
definitely his. It's
happening
not
to
going to be
him?
his karma. Yeah, it's stuff he's trying to learn. He's wanting to learn, period. It's not really karma anymore. It's what we're having experiences so we can learn things. He's trying to learn something
Yeah.
over and over and over again, it sounds like. But it's definitely his. Now you play a part just because you're there.
The part where you're triggered, that's for you to heal, because the way we understand it now is the karma is done, but now we're working on our own trauma healing stuff. Where are we still holding stuff? And so he's probably triggering something that needs to be healed, or he wants to learn, like you were saying. And then for you as his mother, that's you're learning something as well. You're probably learning how to let go of your attachment to control your son, because we've all been there. I got three of them. And to heal whatever is being triggered in you. What does it mean to you when he has trouble with the law? That's a good question. What does it mean to you when that happens? Because you're bringing it to yourself. So, and in that question, is that my karma? What does it mean to you when that happens?
Yeah, good question.
All right. Well, until we get an answer to that, or we don't even really need to know the answer to that.
Well,
That's
I
just
mean,
going to
if you
be,
want to dig deeper, if you feel like doing that, then respond and then Tracy will dig deeper.
I'll just keep looking at it. But yeah. Okay. Well, until then, Miss Beautiful Goddess of the Sky, what would be our next question?
This is from Rose, Tiffany Fairy Dust Princess. How to understand what is a fixed blueprint event or meeting as opposed to free will meandering path experience, not from the blueprint? I only see the difference in past.
Wow. That's good. You only see the difference in past. So if you could look at that, that would help you a lot just looking at that. We'll come up with some things here, but I mean that's what hindsight's about. It's to learn from. So because you're saying I only understand it from the past. So what are you noticing? And then we'll give our 2 cents here too.
So I want to understand the question, what's predestined and what's free will?
Yeah.
Is that the another way to say it? Okay.
Yes. Yeah. Free will or, to have experiences to learn from. And those are the ones that, I mean, to me, they're all agreements. I mean, because some of those we may just do like the day before or something, we enter an agreement, or we're just saying, I want this experience. Anybody out there want to help me with this? Act as a mirror, act as a reflection, act as, the other person to help me out. So see, that's, it may not be in the blueprint, but it's in, you've made an agreement, or maybe a last minute one, but you did it. They're all agreed to see what will happen, to have the experience and start learning from. So, but the ones that we said, okay, we had the meeting before we ever came in the life, and we made these agreements to meet up with these certain souls to do different certain things, we call those blueprinted ones, essentially.
So even with our predestined marker points or whatever blueprints of our life, we still have the free will of how we're going to respond to them.
Yes.
So it's kind of a really convoluted question. Well done.
Yeah.
Because you got a little mix of both in there. You've got your destiny points that you set up for yourself and the map of the world of how you want to go about it, but then you got the free will to do it different. And then your higher self is up there going, "What just happened?" And they're trying to restructure you back into alignment with the plan. But I mean,
I think,
yeah.
when you said that, what I got was I think we're always in alignment with the plan. It's just like you said, it's our reaction to things.
Yeah, you
And
can't
that's
do it
what,
wrong because we're always
no.
learning. So the whole point is to learn.
To learn. So, what are you learning? No matter what it is. So, is it really important to know? Is it really, I mean, because they're all, we, the nothing, I mean, we make them all. I mean, they're all there, just some are made much earlier than others. But it's all about learning. It's all experiences. So maybe I feel like that's an, maybe that's the conscious mind needing to know, thinks it needs to know which ones are which. But is it really important is what I keep coming back to. Is it really important to
Probably
know
not
the difference
important, but the
to be able to learn
curiosity is
from
there.
them? Say that
Yeah.
again.
I said it's probably not important. It's probably more that just that curiosity. How does it work?
Right.
That's what I get with the one that asks the question. It's like it's just wanting, like I like to know how it all works and
Yeah.
falls into place and how the gears turn the thing and the,
Right.
you know. But you know, that answer can be different for every single one of us too. So, yeah, take the parts that resonate, leave the rest behind.
Yeah, so I'm curious. Go back here. You said you can tell in hindsight. So what have you determined from hindsight the difference to be?
Yeah. All right. So we're waiting on, has anybody responded to any of our waiting questions?
Not that I've seen.
Okay.
If
So,
everything's coming through. I just wanted to add to your last little thing. appreciate the journey. I think that's where you were trying to go with it too. You say everything's learning, so
Yeah.
you just gotta, appreciate the journey, whatever it's taking.
Well, and I think in that finding, very well said, Tiffany, and finding that appreciation for the journey kind of segues back to the, when do you know you're in that fifth dimension or new earth energy? It's when you can actually appreciate the journey,
Good,
regardless of
bad,
what it's
ugly,
doing.
whatever. You're
Yeah.
getting what you want from it. So you're
Yeah.
getting something from it.
Exactly.
It's when we're like, here's the difference there. And then we have shifted a little bit. It's like, appreciate the journey. I love that. It's like there's something in every experience to learn from or for me to appreciate whatever. It's when you come in, it's like, that was a ridiculous, that had no purpose. Why did I have to go through that? That was a waste of time. That was, see the
Yeah.
difference there? I mean, everything has a reason. We set
Yeah.
everything up to learn from. What are we learning?
Yeah. Learning something. We're all learning to not give a, I mean, if you think about it, some of the biggest lessons, self-love, let go of attachment, let go of expectations. You do those three things, and you're going to find life is so much easier. Fall in love with your life, let go of your attachment of what other people are doing, your expectation of others, and
The
you're just
outcome.
gonna,
What you think it should be.
yeah, they're all your mirror anyway. So whatever you're seeing in someone else that might be stirring the pot, that's about you, not them anyway. So
Oh, that's a tough one to swallow
it sure
sometimes.
is.
It's like,
It
ah,
is.
it
I hate that answer. Oh.
Yep.
So,
I want it to be your vault, not mine.
oh my goodness. But yeah, and it's extraordinary when you can look at something like that when there's, and sometimes there's some pretty big things going on in life, and life altering, changing, shifting stuff. And it's like, why is that affecting me? What's my path in that? And some of it is just trusting the flow of it and going with it. And other parts of it, you got to look at that and see what you're creating. But sometimes you got to understand that the tower card is a good thing. Like this thing had to fall away so that you would let go of that and move forward because something better is waiting for you. So somebody needed to hear that. I hope you heard it. Your tower happened. If you guys know what I mean, the tower card in tarot, meaning
That's like
my whole world just
everything.
fell apart.
Exactly.
Yeah, everything's falling apart. That's good. Something better's
Why
coming.
me? It's a why me card.
It's the why me card, but you're going to be like, yes, me, because it's preparing you for something better.
Yes, much better. And
So
like I said, it all has to fall away.
it
I mean,
does.
we can hold
Sometimes
on
it
to
doesn't.
it,
Yeah, we might go kicking and screaming, but when we find out why it all happened, then we're going to be like, oh, I wish I could go back and tell that part of me to just go with it.
go with it. Yeah.
Yeah. Every time, right? Like, I can't think
Every
of any time in
time.
my life where I wouldn't go back to that part of me that kicked and fought and say, knock it off and just go with it. You're going to be happy you did.
Yeah, you get everything a lot faster. It comes to you faster and everything. I know when
Yeah,
I did
there's no
that, it
resistance.
was years. Years I was kicking and screaming.
Yeah.
Yeah, I never thought about going back to that person and saying, hey.
Knock that off. It's going to go much better and you're
It'll
going
be
to be so happy.
okay. It's
Yeah.
all right.
You're always going to be okay. Absolutely. I was like,
Yeah.
what's the worst thing that could happen? You die? Well, then you go back home, right? So, enjoy the ride and start to look at if you're making little things into big things. Like, is the life getting to you? Is it burying you right now? And Mercury in retrograde is a great time to look at that, because, and it's about reflection. It's about reliving,
There you
revisiting,
go.
re. You're going into that. So it's a great time to talk to you guys about this and just start letting some stuff go and realize that you're going to be so much happier once you have. And does everybody see that cute little sleeping dog on the back of the couch
So
there?
sweet.
I mean, it must be the sleeping dog. There's no worries in a place like
Yeah,
that there.
It's true.
So I just see her over my shoulder. It's like, you're so cute. Itchy, itchy. Oh, get a
Bet
dog.
Tiffany's got one happening right behind her,
Yeah,
too.
she's probably doing that too. Yeah. Yeah. Go get a dog. Make you happy. All right. Should we call her back in? Oh, Miss Beloved in the sky with all the wisdom and all the questions. Would you please come read us a question?
Come hither.
Come
I have a
on up.
cat stabbing me in the elbow. That's what's happening
Oh,
here.
that makes sense. Yeah.
No, but I have a response from Rose to your last question saying about hindsight past
Yes.
certain people and moves in hindsight, but currently on a new path, new place, not sure what's important or not, where the path leads on a journey.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking. It's like, because you made a comment, it's like if you're shifting, like you're in a new, but that to me definitely is a blueprint thing. It's like you're shifted completely over. That was probably something that was there and you had to get moved. And so you sometimes there are really big moves to get you there. That's a blueprinted thing. That's what I feel like. May have a lot of the other things along the way in that process, but I feel like shifting of trajectory. Major life events. Yeah, that's
Okay.
good. Thank you for that. Yeah.
Yeah, I like that you got back to us. Thank you so much. I got asked for a close up of the dog, but I was going to get a picture, but I'm not finding it easily. I'm so sad right now because it's such a
Was
cute
going to say,
picture.
she looks distracted. What's happening? We lost her. We lost her. We did have a question that I think you it kind of goes back to what was spoken about earlier. What's the best way to get a better aligned job when leaving one industry to do something else?
Just
That's a
with
great
feeling,
question.
just say it is a really good question. Again, the feelings,
Yeah,
and
you've
know
got to
what?
be the energetic match to it, and you have to
Yes.
believe that you are worthy, and you are, but you have to believe it. And
And you're
it
the
took
only one
me a
that knows if
while.
it feels right, too.
Yeah.
Just know, be true to yourself when you go in. If it's like for the interview or just studying about the place, usually when you step into the building or the place, you can feel it. And if it doesn't feel right to you, honor that, but just know. But yeah, it's all the feelings. What?
I never think of an interview like they're interviewing you because this is you trading your life for money for their whatever they're having you do. So you're interviewing them. Do
Them.
you want to spend your time there? But yeah, it's an energetic thing. I mean, I could sit here and tell you my whole life story and how the energy had to change to get me in the place I'm at now. And yeah, it's
But
so.
like, yeah, know again, know what you want. And if you know the feeling that you want and what is in alignment for you, that's you don't have to say, I want this one because that does it. Know that feeling. And the
Yeah.
universe will bring the
I
one
want the
to
job
you.
where I feel seen, heard, valued, I'm being paid well, I'm working these hours, I have this kind of benefits and vacation time. Create what you want. For sure. And it was when I was finally asked that question, what would it take for you to do the thing you love? And when I could answer that question, that's when it all shifted. But I had to think about it because I just knew I wanted out of my job. I went out of my job. I'm miserable here. Well, what would you rather do? Oh, well, what would that look like? Oh, well, what needs to happen for you to do that? Oh, yeah. And now it's happening. So ask yourself those questions because it doesn't do any good to sit there and spin wheels on not wanting to be where you're at because you're there because that's where your energy is resonating. So how do you get out of that energy and move into something you want?
Focus
Right.
on what you want, not on what you don't want.
I can't believe what time it is.
There we go. Okay.
I went fast.
Very fast.
See, we had all this time that we needed to catch up with you guys, and it went super fast. It's good to be back here and
Oh,
talking to
nice.
everybody again and getting to chat and getting to see Tiffany with her wings again. That's always nice. And there are a few people I think in the chat that were from our Iceland cruise. So hello everybody that was there. And if you're watching later, hello later. But what do we want to talk about now? There's things in the
Okay.
works, but nothing to really announce yet, is there?
Nothing to announce as far as retreats or trips and things like that. We have a lot of classes, level and companion classes. We have a lot coming up, and always more ones more coming up. So keep looking at that. If you'd like to be a QHHT practitioner, you can, or anything QHHT, go to QHHTofficial.com. And if you'll be a practitioner, we have, let's see. It's been a while since on our home site,
What are you trying to
home
say?
page. Like what is
All
that?
things QHHT, go to QHHT official.
QHHTofficial.com, and you'll find everything you need. And if you want to have a session like with Tracy, go there and you search for her
You'll
name
find
or
me.
find people in your area that just make sure you do your due diligence, see who resonates with you, and have your session, have fun. No expectations.
No expectations or attachments.
Exactly. Okay, so that's everything QHHT. And if you want to find Tracy, well, also if you want to become a practitioner, she has a code that you can use.
The magic is real. Gets you 10% off of your course with QHHT.
Yeah.
And it's all one word. The magic is real.
And then if you would like to have a session with Tracy, go to the QHHT official, find a practitioner page. And then you're in the level three practitioner section, also in
Yes,
the
ma'am.
general, if you just want to look you up. But
Yeah.
she's there.
And if I can, I'm going to shout out real quick. Laura and I are doing Egypt again in March. And
Cool. Okay.
go to my website if you want to check that out. So,
Cool. And then anything soul speak, language of your body, go to juliacannon.com or get the book at ozarkmt.com.
beautiful. You
Thank
guys are
you.
amazing.
You
Mwah. Thank you,
are.
Tiffany.
Thank you, Tiff.
Mwah.
Bye.
And my square, she's below me, but for you guys, she's up there. Mwah. Bye,
Love you
everybody.
all. Thank you. Bye-bye.